Hey there, NAC Warrior. How you doing today? Today, I hope I have a little better light, but sorry, again, I'm out here, but it is what it is. Today, I'm going to be talking about a research that I found. Oh, shoot, I forgot to put the link in there. Let me put that in there. Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to put that in after, but there's a link to an article I read today that talks about how we can reduce risk of cancer and extend the longevity of our lives. And guess what? It's something I've been teaching you all, or maybe not teaching, but trying to tell you all that you should be doing this. And it's now been confirmed by test. And again, well, I should say, I always get wary. I never go fully deep into these research articles and what they claim, but there are, when I put the link in there, you'll see down at the bottom that they show you links to the research and all that fun stuff. So you can go deep if you want to, but my hunches have always been, I shouldn't say always, but so far, based, once I let go of things, I have, let's say, all the like, oh, I gotta know and be right and all that and challenge my belief systems. Since then, like, things have just become more plain to see, and I'm glad. So I'm just going to give you highlights of this because I've talked about it before, and if you watch my stuff, you'll know, and you can go see, you know, some of my past content, and I talk about this all the time. So this article is about this method called VILPA. I love how we create acronyms for everything. It actually makes it easier for me to remember as well. But VILPA means Vigorous Intermittent Lifestyle Physical Activity. And they're talking about how people over 40 don't really get involved in sports and they don't really do a lot of activity. But they find that if you do VILPA, you can reduce, if you do VILPA 4 to 5 times, or no, 3 to 4 times a day, you'll reduce your death rate up to 49%, almost 50%. They also say, and let me say what it is. So what it is, just like it sort of says in the description, is that you exercise throughout the day and you do a vigorous exercise for 1 minute. So think like a HIIT workout, only 1 minute, and that's it. So if you really want to get a VILPA and you're like, well, what exercises that I do? You could go to my TikTok, because there I do a 1 minute video every single day. Why do I do 1 minute videos? Not only because I know it's healthy, especially if you can do a whole bunch within a day, but it also helps you for those that are time crunched and you can still do 30 minutes. But get this, ready? 11 bouts, so 1 minute, and do 11 of them throughout the day. You will reduce your death rate up to 65%. 65. So start now, because this stuff compounds. And those 11 bouts, you'll reduce up to the risk up to 49% of risk of getting cancer if you do these 1 minute bouts throughout your day. And this is 11. And they said, if you go even beyond that, of course, you'll get better benefits. But oh my goodness, like, I've been like, I do 1 minute videos every single day on TikTok. I'm up to like, almost, tomorrow will be day 40. Can you believe it? So 40 days of 1 minute exercise. So if you're like, what do I do in 1 minute? Like, and this is what I do, right? So I will go and I will have a meeting. And right after the meeting, what do most people do? I don't know. They'll either look at their phone or whatever. Bust out a minute. That's it. Done. Then go to the next, you know, go to write an email. You're done an email. Bust out a minute. And that's it. And then you're like, next thing you know, and it's really quick. I mean, it's really quick. 1 minute goes by so fast. I do these exercises and I'm like, oh my gosh, where did the minute go? We're already done. So you don't have to do 30 minutes all at once. This is like a big, big, I mean, it's nice if you can do 30 minutes. It is nice. It would be better in my mind if you could do 30 minutes straight, because you tax the body a little bit more. But you may not have 30 minutes in a day put together. And this is when we talk about in the NAC Warrior Roadmaps, we talk about the seasons of life. And that's the second pillar on the NAC Warrior, or pin, I should say, or destination on the NAC Warrior Roadmap. We look at the seasons of time, and sometimes you have more time and sometimes you have less time. But here is an article at least proving that 1 minute of workout at least 3 to 4 times a day will improve your lifespan, and 11 bouts a day will not only improve your lifespan but also can improve your acceptance to risk of cancer, if I said that right. For some reason, I had a mental block right there. And they saw that the biggest results came with 4 to 5 bouts a day. So if you do 4 or 5 bouts of 1 minute at high intensity for 1 minute, then you will see some benefits in a reduction in your death rate. It seems like to get to the cancer part, you have to do at least 11. So there you go. Is that not exciting news? I mean, you should be super excited about this. I mean, I'm super excited because it's like, oh, I don't have all the scientists around me to prove all the stuff that I say. But here we go. I mean, boom, it's there. At least they partially proved it. Now, tomorrow they'll come out with the research saying that 1 minute may also reduce your lifestyle. I don't know. They come up with some crazy different things. But I will put right after I post this or finish this, I will post that there. But that should be good news for a lot of you. That should be a lot of good news because I know motivation is really hard. And I keep talking about it. If I can get you started anywhere, I know for a fact that you will get addicted and these 1 minute will become nothing. And then you'll want to do more. I know it. How do I know it? Because again, that's what we're meant to do. We're meant to move. We're meant to exercise. We're meant to walk. We're meant to just be out there. We're meant to eat veggies. We're meant to eat proteins as well. I'm not going to say that we should only eat veggies, but we're meant to do these things. We're meant to take care of ourselves mentally. I'm creating some, yeah, I won't get into that. Okay. So that's the news article that I read today in Science Daily. I don't know. I'll post it out there. I should have put this on the inside, but I haven't done an inside yet, but I keep meaning to. But anyways, so that's that. So my journey. So again, just to remind everybody, 15 pounds is what I'm here to lose. And I'm trying to do it over 5 months. I've just completed phase one of the reset, or phase one of my journey. And it's supposed to be a 5 month journey to lose 15 pounds. So I gained a lot of weight so that I can show you step by step how easy it is to lose weight. I should caution my easy, right? But it doesn't have to be. I mean, this was not easy, I'll say. The reset is not easy. The first 3 days were pretty hard for me, I'll admit. But 3 days of quote-unquote suffering, and it wasn't even that bad, to be honest. Most of it is mental. Like, if you saw what I did, that's actually an easy version of what I originally went on many years ago. But I've modified it to an appropriate level, I would say, because I lost too much weight. And so now I've changed it a little bit. And to be honest, I probably should have stopped at day 6, maybe even day 5, because today, 7 days, or on day 8, starting phase 2, I lost 6 pounds. So in 7 days, I lost 6 pounds, which is way too fast for me. Way too fast. So I probably should have stopped and moved over to phase 2 a lot quicker. And maybe I should have weighed myself without clothes, because I was surprised when I stepped on the scale. I didn't expect to lose 6 pounds in 1 week. That's way too fast. in my opinion. Remember, I have the five-pound rule. So I'm glad I moved into phase two to add in some oils. I added in some beans. And and so my body is trying to adapt to that because it's a different feeling to my body. So actually I feel kind of like I'm eating bad food, if that makes any sense. But I just need my body to kind of revive, because now we're getting into the beans. We're getting the, you know, actually I did the figs and prunes. That seems to be almost working. I think if I do it another day, I don't want to keep doing it too much, because figs and prunes, they're way too much in sugar. I don't want to be in sugar at this moment in time, but I felt like I needed to do something just to make sure that I was cleaned out, if you know what I mean. But I'm still happy about my progress. 6 pounds in 1 week. So that means I only have 9 pounds left to go, and I've got four months and 3 weeks or something like that to go. So I'm pretty psyched about that. But I hope bumping up and putting in beans in me, and adding in the oils, that's going to increase the calories that I'm consuming, which then will start slowing down the weight loss. And I may have to stay in this phase two for a short time. My body's reacting, although horribly, it's reacting much quicker than I expected. Good news and bad news at the same time, because I really wanted to do this slow, because the reset is not about losing weight. I was maybe expecting 2 to 3 pounds. I doubled that. So I'm not too happy about that. Because the whole point of the reset is to reset mindset, taste, and your body, the way you start feeling, because you should feel good. If you've been doing this and you went cold turkey on me, no exercise, we're not doing any, I do the 1 minute exercises, I should say that. And sometimes I throw in some 5 minutes here and there, but, so I am doing Vilpa. I got my notes written here. I don't know if you can see that, Vilpa. So, I'm doing that. So, yeah. Anyways, so this phase will go until I lose 5 pounds again. And hopefully it will be a longer extended period, because from there we move up to adding in proteins. I will then start adding in processed proteins, and so, and fishes and things like that. Actually, you know what? Yeah, that's what I'll do, because I don't want to eat too much fish. So I'll do some vegan proteins, like seitan. What's the other one there? Why can't I think of it? It's seitan and, oh man, I can't think of the other one. Anyways, so I'll be eating that, and then putting that in my diet, as well as fish proteins. And then from there, that's pretty much all that I need. I'm now going to start experimenting, now that I can have oils again, or I'm allowing myself to have oils again. I can start doing some mixes with some spices and create some salad, like dressings and stuff like that. And I'm thinking if I can come up with 5 spice mixes, 5 dressings, then with just what I'm able to have, then from there I should be able to have like a really different meal, almost like 3 times the same meal. I wouldn't eat more than 3 times a week. So all the food would be the same, but that, I mean, I'm just super excited about it, because I'm like moving nicely. So we'll see what this phase does, and we'll see how quickly I have to stay in this phase. I hope I get to stay in it a little bit longer. I don't want to go too quick. Again, 1 week, 1 week, 6 pounds is way too fast. So, I'm hoping that I only lose like a couple of pounds by the end of this month, but we'll see what next week does. But if I start losing weight and I feel good still, then I'll bump it up. You know, I'll keep bumping it up and bumping it up, bumping it up, until I'm pretty much, I'll start going into, so phase two is you know, adding more of the, let's say, sugars, because you can do fruits now. You can do fats like oils. I would then get into like whole like non-processed stuff, like beans, but dried beans, not canned stuff. No canned stuff right now yet. That's why I'm staying away from tuna. But I'm actually staying away from proteins right now. I know proteins are important, and I'm just going to get them through the vegetables and things that I eat. But once I get to phase three, it's going to switch. And I can see already that I'm having sort of an issue, because I'm feeling that I'm seeing on the scale, because I have a smart scale, I can see that I'm losing body mass. Not only am I'm losing percentage of body fat. I think I lost like 1% body fat, but I'm also losing muscle mass, which is not what I want at this age. So when I do this again, I think I need to figure that part out. I may have to, in the reset, allow that to kind of go, because I just don't want to overdo it, right? Because it's enough to like kind of like chop everything out. And I'm not going to coffee and green teas or anything like that. I'm not getting into that right now. My body's kicked it. I don't need it. So I don't see a reason for me to go back to it. And that's the thing, I start questioning myself, like, I don't see a reason to go back to it, except for ice cream. That's the only thing I really want. But that won't come till like phase four, the last phase will be like when I start inserting the stuff that's not really good, but I just don't want to give up, right? I just don't want to give it up. That's when you will bring in like some of that other stuff. But then we'll start really kicking into the exercise. So 1 minute here and there is a good thing. So anyways, that's it for today. Tomorrow I hope to be in a better spot where I can record a better video with lighting and everything, but it is what it is. I get here on live whenever I can. And then tomorrow I'll be able to play a game. Oh man, if you guys can make it to, I don't know, can we aim for 3 p.m.? I'm going to aim for 3 p.m. Nah, that's too early, isn't it? Maybe I'll aim. Tomorrow, if you're a gold member, guess what? I'm going to be live on Facebook, and we're going to be recording the NAC Warrior Battles. Okay? So that's going to be live tomorrow. So I may have to push it again. Year end, all the stuff that I have to do for taxes and stuff, I have to get that done. That means I won't get everything recorded from January. December. So maybe we'll push in another week. I apologize. So anyways, maybe tomorrow, 8 p.m. tomorrow, if you could join, we'll do a game. I have a different game on my mind, but I need participants to play. So if participants come, I'll have a game for participants. If nobody shows up, then I will do a game on, we'll do Pictionary again. Yeah, we'll do Pictionary again. Okay, that's all I have for today. I will see you tomorrow. I hope if you're on your journey, keep going, and make it a great one. I mean, let's make this journey great. Yeah, maybe that should be my last tagline. Nah. I have a better one, right? I like this one. I've been doing this one on TikTok, and I like to end things this way. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I just want to make sure it makes sense here. Okay, virtual high five. That's what I say. Virtual high five. Great job. Keep going out there. Make it happen. And if you can, join our Facebook group, NAC Warriors, or check out what we've got going on. Do that. Join our NAC Warrior Facebook group, or just message me on Messenger if you have a question, and I'm there to answer it. I mean, I want to help you, so come on and reach out, and I will help you on your health and fitness journey. I will just share what I know, but I'm pretty sure what I know is pretty spot on. I'm just saying, I've let go of a lot of things, and I've experienced a lot of things. And so with the testing, trial and error, I feel like a lot of things have come to the surface that have been hidden in all the noise out there. But I really believe, oh, could I put this one on? Oh, that would have been a little better, huh? Hello. I wonder if I put that light on back there too. That might be a little bit better too. All right, I'm getting better at this stuff. Anyways, okay. Well, now I just made it totally dark. Okay, with that, have an awesome night. I'll see you tomorrow. Virtual high five. Let's go get it, and I'll see you tomorrow.